a very good thing to own brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is Tuesday, 25th May 2020. Yeah? It's also a very auspicious day because tonight, that at 12 midnight, the eve is Vesak. So tomorrow is Vesak, so tonight is the eve. Eh? So we'd like to wish everybody a blessed, happy and prosperous Vesak. And also, today is also Sister Padmasuri's birthday. Yeah? So we'd like to once again wish Sister Padmasuri a blessed and happy birthday. And I'd like to take this opportunity to share with all Kemita who may not know. Eh? Sister Padmasuri and Brad Tion, husband and wife, they have been helping us a lot to develop the Kemita groupings printed transcript books. They are responsible for all the formatting, printing, and also help out in many other things. Yeah? And they help us to get the printer, who Tasman has done a very good job. And together with the rest of the Kayamita, they have made all this possible from Kayamitas. So once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Sister Padmasuri, Brother Sian, Brother Sian, and all others who had helped out in one way or other to maintain our Kayamita activity and also spiritual trip. She also helped us organize quite a number of spiritual trips like Sister Yun Chan and some others. And also, not to forget all the other committee members that helped us in the retreat, organizing of spiritual trip, retreats, and also Monday House Dana also before the MCO, it was organized by Sister Padmasuri. Yeah? So all this, we have to have gratitude towards them. So today we're supposed to continue from this book, The Essence of Infinite Meaning, Teachings from the Adapter Verse, or the Sutra of Infinite Meaning. We are at page 243. Yeah? But we will have our usual half an hour of awareness-based meditation before we start. We are off the light now. Then you all can start your awareness-based meditation. Just relax body and mind completely. Be at ease. Then just silence your mind and maintain awareness for as long as you can to realize the true mind, to develop the silence within, the awareness within. You just let the activity of mind, the mundane mind, slow down and finally cease. You have to be very patient. Don't try to know, don't do anything, just relax, maintain awareness. Whatever arises, the awareness away, finish. Don't proliferate, don't continue with the thinking. Don't try to know, don't do anything, silent. But don't fall asleep also, just maintain awareness. And if you are doing the sitting, or any formal meditation, you have to maintain awareness too. Then relaxation is very important. Relax into every mind state that arises. Any tension, any tightness, any stress within, just feel it relax, soothingly relax, relax, relax. Then maintain awareness. Whatever that arises within your formal mind, the fire aggregate, whatever tactile movement, whatever sense contact, just silent, maintain awareness. Then you understand who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. How you create through the mundane mind, the thinking mind. How sankhara activity come to be. How perception come to be. How feeling or sensation come to be. How you stir your mind, how you react to sense experience, how you perceive a situation with negativity based on your views, opinion, and your conditioning. So when you're aware, you are capable of seeing all this and understanding all this. Then from this understanding, the Dhamma unfolds. You start to understand yourself better. That's why the real meditation is the silent mind, observing through awareness, nothing else. When you are silent without thought, that is your true mind. That is the awareness nature within that is aware. And that one, no word, nothing. It doesn't chatter. It doesn't verbalize. It doesn't do anything. It's just aware. So hopefully you can do that. Then allow your mind to settle down for you to realize the true mind. The true mind is your meditative mind, the silent mind without thought. It's just aware. Then you will experience your true mind's nature, which is tranquility, stillness, peace, quietness. So all this, you can come to perceive them. You can come to be aware. Then maintain the stability of this awareness within until very, very stable. Then use it to meditate. Use it to develop understanding. Okay, second paragraph. Whenever Ciji volunteers have the opportunity, they will go to a devastated area and help the affected people by giving them materialistic aid, companionship, and counseling. If there's a need that can be met, they will do everything they can to help. For example, when the volunteer sees someone weak with hunger and thirst, they will quickly give them a cup of water and a bowl of rice. This not only provides the nutrition that they need, but also make them feel cared for with respect and genuine love. When people's livelihood are threatened, volunteers will aid them through the crisis and help boost their will to work for a better future. By helping others, by bringing comfort to their body and mind, the volunteer themselves also experience the joy of giving. The world is full of suffering. This is very true. Everywhere there are people who need our help. One year, Ciji held a Buddha bathing ceremony at the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall in Taipei. Tens of thousands of reverend participants created a dignified and solemn scene. Some volunteers saw a disabled person in a motorized wheelchair. He had come to the ceremony alone, one hand clasping a respirator and the other holding a small video camera. They quickly went over and greeted him. He said, "The Buddha bathing ceremony is so magnificent. I want to record it for my mother." A Ciji volunteer asked, "Why didn't you bring her here?" He said, my mother had colon cancer. Since she can't come, I came in her place to record it. I will edit it and play it for her when I get home. She will be very happy. So this is Philippiety. Yeah? This is somebody really who have the understanding to help the mother. Despite their sickness, their illness, they have faith in Buddhist activity and ceremony. So this is a very wholesome activity and wholesome way of going about performing your duty and doing all the wholesome, creating all the wholesome condition for joy and happiness. Hearing how much his mother wanted to participate in the ceremony, the volunteers decided to fulfill her wish. After the ceremony, the volunteer brought a platform from the event, a crystal Buddha statue, and a fragrant flower and water to her mother's home. When this old lady saw Tsuchi volunteer bringing this magnificent Buddha bathing ceremony to her house, she felt that her home had become a dignified prayer hall, which made her extremely happy. As Tsuchi volunteer visited with this man, Mr. Chen, they learned that he had an exceptionally resilient spirit. As a child, he suffered from polio, which left him with a crooked leg of feet. When he was 26, he had surgery to have this corrected. But during the procedure, his lung became infected, which led to his lifelong dependency on a respirator. Nevertheless, he was never defeated by this difficult situation and always stay optimistic. After graduating from college, he formed the Eagle Fly Project with 7 like-minded friends who also had disability. The 7 worked together, designing website, each working from their home, using computer to communicate, conduct meeting, and so on. So this is not easy, but these people, they are keen. So we go through the footnote, footnote 35. What is this Eagle Fly Project? The Eagle Fly Project aims to develop effective online vocational training and act as a work model to demonstrate the potential and ability of people with severe disability. It allows such individuals to get training and work at home as a group to execute technically complicated IT tasks. Task is a combination of social welfare and assistive technology. The Eagle Fly Project website is Taiwan Time Online 204 June 6 issue. So this introduced to us what this Eagle Fly Project is. It's a very noble project. Despite the difficulty of his everyday life, his long-term reliance on a respirator, the pain from sitting in a wheelchair, and endless work to be done on his computer, every day he would say very optimistically, I have finished another day's work. Life is very fulfilling. So this has been very positive. With this sense of accomplishment and gratitude, he forgets the pain in his body. It is often said that we are only alive as long as we are breathing. And Mr. Chen needs to rely on a respirator just to do that. Even so, he lives a bright and beautiful life and is driven to keep going. Though his body is handicapped, his resolve is strong, and he remains diligent, never deviating from his course. Thus, he expressed the value of his life, even more so than some people who have the full use of their limbs. Because Mr. Chen wished to fulfill his filial piety duty as a son, he came to the Buddha bathing ceremony to record it for his mother. Then Suji volunteered to help him take this filial act to a higher level by bringing the ceremony to her home. By fulfilling Mr. Chen's wish to participate in the ceremony, they gave her a truly happy Mother's Day. This kind of respect and love for people helps them to feel very warm, very happy and peaceful, although the limits of medical care meant that Mr. Chen's colon cancer could not be cured. The volunteer did do their utmost to fulfill her other wishes, no matter what difficulties others may have. We do our part to help so that they can attain happiness. I believe this is the expectation that all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have for all of us as spiritual practitioners. Yeah. This is really very true. Sometimes you can do something wholesome, something very meaningful in life. It meant a lot to other people. It helped. It really helped. And it gave a lot of joy. I remember there were a few occasions in my life where I not only witnessed, I was responsible for creating conditions for such things. So we really brought a lot of joy, yeah, and happiness to many people in the world. One of the meaningful thing was, I think many years back, I forgot how many years already, there was an undergraduate student. He was very poor. Yeah? He don't have enough finance for his university medical education, even though he studied at Ames University in Sungai Petani, Tokyo, but the fee is very expensive, and his condition was quite bad. The father passed away when he was still quite young, then left with the mother that really just worked part-time, washing clothes and all those things to bring him up. So when he finished his 4-5 exam and he was able to apply to Ames Medical College to do his course, he was so happy when he received the letter of where he was approved to do that course, the approval letter from the university. But his problem also started after that, because he don't have the money and he don't have the means. Despite doing home tuition and other things and doing some temporary job here and there to really try his very best, that he applied everywhere for loan, for scholarship, But initially it was not successful, it was a medical course. So higher education loan rejected his application because it cost them too much. So finally he managed to maybe gather some small funds from his uncle, his relative and other things. Then his own saving plus whatever the mom has, he managed to register his course and pay only the first term school fee. Yeah. Then after that, he continued with his study. Then he had problem because during the second semester, he couldn't pay his fee. Then the third semester also he couldn't pay his fee because even his food and lodging was a problem. So because of that, the university barred him from taking the exam, the first year exam. Then somehow he has affinity. Then he somehow wrote a letter seeking help from everybody or all organization. That somehow it reached this wave, So they sent the SOS out and they always copy to me, so I receive. So I sense that there were affinity and something can be done because if it's a genuine case, I don't mind helping out. Then I call up Pearly, then I check. He said, yeah, it must be genuine because he got it from a very reliable source. Then he did contact that guy that exists. So after that, I follow up, I call out the university, I check. Yeah, there is such a guy who studied there. Outstanding fee was, I think, almost 50,000, 40 or 50,000, that first year fee. Then I managed to contact that student and I asked that student what is happening. He said they bar him from the exam. I said, when is your exam? He said, 2 weeks time. So I quickly came out with a solution. I told him, you have to go to the medical faculty, talk to their dean, and ask him to help you. I said, I can help to raise your whatever funding for your outstanding fee for you to sit for your exam, which is about 50,000. I was very confident to do it because for me, I say worst come to the worst, I will top up the balance and help him go through first. So what happened was I told him to talk to the dean and ask for 1 week for me to raise the fund. Then in the meantime, give me the undertaking letter that he is allowed to sit for his exam if my money came in before the 2 week is up. So I raised the money within a week. In fact, I raised the money in less than 5 days, I think 3 or 4 days, we had the fund. Then I contacted my brother in Penang to go and meet up with him, and together with him go to the university and pay the fee on his behalf. Then there was some balance of money, surplus fund. I said, this one I will keep for next year when you have problem. But in the meantime, you have to go and look for your own funding, scholarship and all those things, which he did. So he managed to continue until second year. Then I think third year he got problem again. So after that, when I knew he had tried, I told him, okay, the last journey, fourth and fifth year, I will do it for him one more time. So we raise another, you know, near 200K earning, to allow him to finish off his medical course. So as I was raising this fund through the Kayamitta, there was so much joy from the Kayamitta. Even some people whom I don't know, they are earlier on not from our Kayamitta group, they also wrote in and expressed their willingness to help and the joy. Just seeing an undergraduate able to go through and become a medical doctor is something worth doing, and the joy and all those things. So that was one of the great project and feat that we managed to do, and this student was full of gratitude. And I'd like also to thank later on, because later on I know the amount was so much bigger and more. It's not fair to only raise through Kayamitta. So I went and asked for my university Malaya classmate. They were very helpful, very generous, and they raised the money so fast, within 2 days, I remember. On the second day, one of the classmates called me up. He said, "Teo, whatever shortfall, I will take it up." So straight away, I announced, "Okay, target achieved." So everybody was very surprised. And this boy also came now and meet up with my classmate that actually undertake to take up whatever shortfall. He also talked to him, interviewed him, and finally he ended up well. Then we decide to send over the money and let him complete his medical course. So as he go through the medical course, very interesting. He wrote to me through email to let me know the progress of what he do. So it was like I have another children studying medicine. I came to know a lot of what medical students do until clinical, the training, all those things, until he graduated and he went for placement, all those things. So that project was indeed something that gave a lot of joy to a lot of people, and it can help transform the destiny of an undergraduate student who otherwise may not be able to fulfill his obligation to be a doctor, to have the enough financing to see through his medical degree or course. So all these were very beautiful and very interesting. And we did a lot of other wholesome things too. We raised certain type of help to help many other situation and bring a lot of joy and wholesomeness. So when we go through life, when we have opportunity, condition to do such thing, we should do. And that can bring forth a lot of joy, a lot of wholesomeness. Yeah, as a doctor, this student can actually help a lot of people. And the way he was able to go through university and graduate, he will have that type of gratitude, that type of noble heart to actually help other people in the future. Then I also spoke to him. I said, "When you graduate, you should also do your part. Later on, when you become successful, you should set up some education fund or what to help other poor students who may need all this." So he said, "Sure." Then that's how the story goes. Then there were a few more things. So to cut the story short, it was a fulfilling condition that manifests. Then because there were condition and affinity, so when my nature decide to do, it will do it properly. So a lot of my close friend also, including my brothers and sister there, they also donated. So we raised the money quite fast. Of course, personally to start the ball rolling, I also donated, and I also make use of Kanyamita Fund and a lot of other type of Kanyamita support. And then the fundraising was really beautiful. In fact, the first round, instead of 50,000, we end up having 71,000. That's the second year was no problem. And then he managed to get some small scholarship, I think from the Medical Association, Malaysian Medical Association, willing to pay him 5,000 a year as bursary or whatever financial aid. Then I think Penang State Government at that time also, they also help out. I think also about 5,000 a year. Then he managed to get a little bit here and there. Then finally, I think he managed to get MIC to help him out in the final year. After he get MIC to help him out, I think that sum was not that big, but sufficient enough for me to help him to pull through the balance, to raise the balance of fund for the final year. So because of that, I told him, okay, I will do it for you one more time. That's how everything fall into place. And it was really beautiful and meaningful. So this is a story, I hope it can inspire people, bring joy and help people, because the potential of him as a doctor to do so much life-saving thing and help society and humanity is so great. The possibility is so much higher. Okay, so we continue with the sharing and go back to the sharing. No matter what difficulties others have, we do our best to help. This is very true. But it depends on condition and affinity. There must be condition and affinity. So here the intent is so that they can attain happiness, which is very true. When you help people, when you raise funds for certain noble quest or noble condition or noble aspiration, it can bring for a lot of joy because many people are involved, and if that cause is very noble and very wholesome, a lot of people are willing to partake and help bring forth the reality so that all these things can become possible. So this is very true. No matter what difficulties others have, we do our best to help so that they can attain happiness. I believe this is the expectation of all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have for all of us as spiritual practitioners. So these are very true, because when you have the heart, the love, the compassion, and the understanding, and you have the means and capability to help, to raise, and do all these things, you should. So these are very wholesome. And sometimes even my daughter also started in a small way. He helped some of his friends who are in need of financing and all these things. Small way, she do whatever she can. And being kind, being generous, she has the means. She will do it. Then, of course, she also share with me all this, what she wants to do. I told her, go ahead, if you have the means. If you can bring forth joy and help people. There was one case, which a very close friend in time of difficulty and need talked to her, then she counseled her and helped her pull through, and finally loan her some money, then told her, don't have to worry about this money, you just make use of it for the time being. So that was something very wholesome. So a lot of other things you can do if there is condition. So you can help do your part, play your role. So these are the attribute of a cultivator. Because when you have the understanding, you will have the heart that will enable you to do. There are a lot of people who have the parami, generosity. They really have this, what they call, very sincere intention to help, to do philanthropy job and other things. And they really end up doing it very well. So these are people from the past who have great parami and vow. You look at Bill Gates, Belinda, even Warren Buffett and all these wealthy people who are willing to donate and make offering. Even our Malaysian Tan Sri Vincent Tan, he also donated quite a lot of his wealth. And he also had his heart. He is also part of Suji's supporter. So I heard his mother is very biased, who have very strong affinity with Triple Gem, have very strong faith in the Buddhist teachings. Then she always promote wholesomeness, spiritual understanding, leading to good spiritual life. The Buddha Dharma teaches us to protect our mind, liberate ourselves from internal and external difficulties, eliminate ignorant thought, and establish proper beliefs, and create blessings and goodness. Then all Buddha will support and protect us. This is very true. Because when you cultivate the Buddha Dharma, you will understand all this. We call this the conditioned Dhamma, dependent originating. Means everything is about cause and effect, causes and condition. So the Buddha Dharma teaches us to protect our mind. That's why it always starts with mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, everything arises. So this teaching is very unique. There is a universal teaching. This teaching can allow us to develop understanding of life, gain enlightenment to liberate our mind so that we can understand both the conditioned and the unconditioned. Thus far, this is the most complete teaching I have ever come across. There is no other teaching that is so comprehensive and so complete. It is the teaching that enable my nature to understand all of life and existence, both mundane and supramundane. And it deals so deeply into our mind. Then our mind, basically, there are two very important aspects to it. One aspect is our true mind, our true nature, which is the unconditioned, the eternal life. The other one is the dependent originating mundane mind. So this mundane mind, we call it the thinking mind, that has this thought process within. The Buddha called it the five aggregates of form and mind, nama-rupa. So the understanding of these two aspects of mind is very important, so that we understand what this form and mind is all about, what this human being is all about. Whatever understanding that unfolds from this teaching is so beautiful. Because it not only allow you to understand who are you, what are you, what is this so-called human being or form and mind, then what is that thing that is beyond the form and mind, that true nature within us, that true mind, the silent mind, the oneness nature, the source and all those things. Then through all this understanding, you can develop wisdom and awaken when you cultivate and meditate with the true mind, the silent mind, to develop insight into phenomena, to awaken our nature, to develop the wisdom and the understanding. So this is what the teaching is all about, and it's so beautiful. Okay, we go back to the adapter verse, then I will explain further. So the Buddha Dharma teaches us to protect our mind. So this one I have explained. Then you have to train this mind, develop the wisdom, means liberate ourselves. When you are enlightened, you liberate yourself from the internal and external difficulties, or what we call suffering. Because when you encounter a situation, there is internal mental suffering and also external problem or situation that demands wisdom to actually overcome. Especially our thoughts, liberate ourselves from internal and external difficulties, then eliminating ignorant thoughts. So this eliminating or rooting out of avijja or the ignorant thoughts is a part and parcel of our cultivation, our mental training. When you develop the understanding, you can root out all this ignorant thought or heedless thinking or wrong thought that has the errors of greed, hatred and delusion. Then here they use the word establish proper belief. It's not belief, it's right view, having proper right view. Establish proper understanding of the way things are. It's proper right view with regards to the law that governs life and existence. These are nature's law, universal truth. And when you are able to do this, you will create blessing and wholesomeness or goodness, which is very true. That if you have the Dhamma, all Buddha will support and protect you. This is also very true. Because you have to understand the Buddhas, the great beings, the great bodhisattvas and all the cultivators of the way, they are ever radiating. Their nature is ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. You have the Dhamma, you are a cultivator, they are everywhere. You will have their support and protection. That's the reason why in the yellow card, the Bodhisattva vow, I always teach you all to establish great affinity with all these Sammasambuddha and great beings. Then seek their protection, guidance and blessings. Very important, this three things. Protection, guidance, and blessing. So support and protect is the same. So protection is for the form and mind. Guidance is for the training to develop wisdom, to awaken. And blessing is to develop very strong base for our training, for our support in time of tribulation. We need blessings. So when we make aspiration, when we create affinity, we pay our respect and we make aspiration and we develop affinity, cultivate affinity with all these great beings, Sammasambuddha and all the great beings, we actually have the causes and conditions to seek their blessing, protection and guidance. So protection is always for the form and mind, yeah, when we arise. So these are very beautiful understanding. So as a cultivator, you will develop all this understanding as you progress along the path of Dhamma, as you walk this Bodhisattva path. Okay, whose life is without difficulty? So this is the author's question, which is very true. Like you come to know, problem is everywhere. There are a lot of situations in life that can bring about suffering, misery, if you don't have the understanding of this teaching. Especially the first noble truth realities, the eight reality, when we confront them without understanding, suffering will be the result. The mind that is deluded, ignorant, not awakened, will attach, will cling, will grasp, and get themselves into trouble, afflictions. So all this is very easy to understand. If you are observant in life, you can see that. But for me, after I have the Dhamma and the understanding, I always say, if you have the wisdom and the understanding, suffering may not be. You only have problem when you perceive a life situation with negativity. If you do not perceive anything with negativity, you can accept everything as the way it is, means life reality. Be whatever that arises, like the Buddha said, that is the reality, that is suchness, ta-ta-ta. Because conditioned like that, things will be like that. It has to be that, it has to be that way. So that reality is to be understood. Why do you want to perceive it in negativity to arise the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the sorrow, the lamentation and all those things, leading to all the suffering and the misery and the affliction? That is delusion, lack of understanding. But if we understand that these are realities of life and existence, if condition has arisen, this thing will manifest. It's just like birth, old age, sickness and death. These are realities of life and existence. Then when they arise, you must have the wisdom to confront them, to accept the reality first, be at peace, then move, then act. Apply Noble Eightfold Path through right view, develop right thought, right speech, right action, and right life view, then the appropriate for right effort to cultivate sincerely, with wholesomeness, with understanding. Then, of course, purification of mind, develop mindfulness leading to stability of it, then to heedfulness, accumulating into samadhi. Then, with sati and samadhi, you continue to see things as they are and you will awaken. So here the question, whose life is without difficulty or problem, is only true for those without the Dhamma, without Dhamma understanding. Then according to the author, he said, we often say everything is created by the mind, which is true. Each year we sing out. By transforming our mind, our external situation will naturally change. This is true. If you develop wisdom, straighten your view, all this will be possible. But if we allow ignorance and delusion to obscure our pure nature, then we will be constantly enticed to go astray by our surrounding and thus create affliction. So this is very true. So if you are deluded, this is what will happen. So we have to really, really be mindful and aware. Otherwise, we will develop all this heedless thinking through our delusion and ignorance. Then when we cannot realize our true mind, our true nature, we will have problem. Because when that true mind or the pure nature is being obscured by all your wrong thought, by all your deluded thinking, fear, worry, anxiety, and emotion, then you cannot have clarity, you cannot have understanding. That's why you will be afflicted. Then you will act heedlessly, you will grasp, you will cling, you will hold on to all those things, thinking that it's real. Then you suffer, you become afflicted through delusion. Then we read on. One ignorant thought gives rise to three subtlety. This is very true. The three subtlety are greed, hatred, and delusion. So just one ignorant thought can give rise to three subtleties. If we cannot hold on to a pure intrinsic nature, to our pure intrinsic nature, if we debate even slightly, when our mind connect with our external condition, subtle affliction and ignorant thought will arise. As greed, hatred or anger and delusion arise, we may unknowingly commit evil or unwholesome act and create negative karma, because these are evil, root of all evil. If they are there, it will make you evil. We think that as humans, it is natural for us to fight each other. We think that whenever we want something, we can resort to any means to get it or to attain it. Therefore, the Buddha Dharma teaches us to protect our mind and liberate ourselves from internal and external difficulty. So this is to cultivate, to meditate, and to awaken, to develop wisdom. When we receive the Buddha Dharma, means the wisdom, the understanding, we need to attentively study it, take it to heart, and sincerely adhere to it. This is cultivation partner. This is how we can protect our mind. Once we can take good care of our heart and keep our mind from going astray, we can clearly discern both our internal and external mind states. This is what mindfulness is all about. This is what heedfulness is all about. Our mind will be clear and lucid, means there is clarity, there is tranquility, there is stillness, and no external phenomena, whether people, matter, or things, will be able to disturb us. So the phenomenal world of consciousness will have no power over us when we have the Buddha Dharma. Then we will naturally be able to liberate ourselves from difficulties, and furthermore, eliminate ignorant thought and establish proper right view. You can delete the word belief, proper right view. By establishing faith in proper right view, our thought will always remain proper, means right thought. That's why the user of thought is very important. And we will have right faith as we walk on the path, means the Bodhisattva way. Once we establish proper right view, roots of goodness will unceasingly grow from this foundation. This is very true. When you have right view, right understanding, following the Dhamma way, you will have good life. You will always have good roots. It will give rise to roots of wholesomeness. Because these are proper right view, born of wisdom, following the Dhamma way. So without the evil root, you cannot be evil. You only can do wholesome things. And the absence of evil is good. So all this virtue, wholesomeness, they will continue to grow from this foundation of proper right understanding or right view, born of seeing the Dhamma. Then we will be able to even guide those who have gone astray back onto the right track. In doing this, we create blessings and goodness. So this is very true. Then all Buddhas will support and protect us. Yeah, this one I already explained. Because their nature, the Buddha nature and the great beings nature, they are ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. Then when they have established affinity with us, they will support and protect us. Means they will give you your blessing, protection and guidance. If we can carefully maintain proper right view and kind thoughts, we will naturally work to benefit all mankind, which is very true. We'll be a blessing to all humanity, to all of humanity. As we follow this course laid down by the Buddha Dharma, laid out by the Buddha Dharma, we will be supported and protected by all Buddhas. So this one is very true. In Suci, there are many examples of this. Seemingly ordinary people who have displayed extraordinary wisdom by staying true to their right view or belief system, having been able to transform their mind and free themselves from their difficulties. For example, at the recycling station in Sanhua, Tainan, there was a different Mr. Chen who used to be a truck driver. Once while driving on the expressway, he heard in a radio broadcast that Suji was going to do relief work in Mongolia following some disastrous snowstorm. He greatly approved of Suji's action and from then on would always listen to Suji's world news as he was driving. Later he heard me say on the radio, a 20-year-old tree can only produce 50 kilograms of paper pulp, and the manufactured paper is often wasted. Let us work towards to promote recycling and protect our planet and the trees. After learning about the importance of environmental protection, he started volunteering for recycling work in his spare time. So this is how it can touch the heart of living beings and bring forth their compassion to help the world. Because our planet is such, if we know how to love our planet will be beautiful. If we destroy the environment, pollute the environment, destroy nature, nature will destroy us. So man and nature must live in harmony. There must be synergy, harmony. We cannot be selfish. We cannot to continuously pollute the world, pollute the environment, and bring forth disaster. In fact, a lot of nature's disaster come from negativity of human consciousness, the collective consciousness. So if there are less and less deluded people, less and less selfish people, violent people, our planetary consciousness will be beautiful, our planet will be beautiful. Then if we have more and more understanding and love and virtue, our planet will heal, we will recover. There's the amount of pollution that we have created as human beings, they are really, really immense. You look at our waste, refuge, what we call every day we throw away on, the garbage, or you go and dump them at the dumping ground. You call it your garbage. Instead of recycling them, they just dump them. And this creates a lot of environmental hazard. Because when you do that, a lot of these are plastic waste, very detrimental to our planet. There a lot are like minerals, metallic in nature. Then they also have a lot of poison, like our agriculture, pesticide and all those things. Then a lot of this fossil fuel, when you burn, it create environmental pollution. Then all the engine oil, detergent, a lot of other very toxic chemicals that we invent, produce and use, they can really choke our planet, pollute the planet. So we have to think of way to actually improve. Then apart from that, as living beings, even animals, we excrete a lot of waste. So if we don't know how to have proper public health engineering to treat all these waste, like our sewerage, and also whatever effluents that we discharge from the industry. Actually, the industry effluents are very, very polluting. All the great industry, I remember during the MCO last year, after the lockdown, the industry are forced to shut for a few weeks, or maybe a month and a half. The stream, everything starts to purify by itself. The cloud also less pollution. Then the number of cars on the street less. The fossil carbon monoxide or less. So we need to transform. We need to improve. That's why now they go for green energy, electric vehicle, hybrid vehicle, so that less of this fossil fuel will be used. Then we will not have environmental problem. They always talk about our environment having problem, global warming and all those things. So these are the things that cultivator should have in mind, or the understanding, and we should do our part. That's why we do a lot of offering donation, even to Ciji and organization who help in doing all these things. So these are something very wholesome, and it's a field where more and more human beings or cultivator of the way should get yourself involved to help out. So I will read on a bit more, then we will stop. It's 9:50 already. He has a very loving relationship with his wife. So when she passed away, he was very distraught. However, he was able to apply the Dhamma to help him. Should we help her? Help him. Help him to overcome his grief. The wife passed away. After retiring, he put all his effort into environmental protection work, turning his grief into determination to work for the benefit of all mankind and society. He also inspired many others to join him as recycling volunteer. We should rejoice with such person. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we stop here. Okay, so we will open up for meditation reporting and Q&A. And also Dhamma sharing. You can just come in. Pamasari, are you there?
Yes, Ratio.
Happy birthday to you again.
Thank you.
Sadhu. And thank you for all your Now, together with Brother Teo all these years, you have been a great support.
Brother Teo is our pleasure to do it. And then should thank Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and us for giving us the condition to
Yes, you have thing and affinity. You all have the parami.
Very different compared to before I meet Brother Teo and after I meet.
Even Suyang also said the same thing. His understanding has changed and he see the urgency in this motivation to learn this teaching.
Actually it's like that. And then I took a early retirement also because of this patient. I've been studying very hard all this while and working, thinking that I must have a good life when I retire. Good life doesn't mean that you have a lot of material.
Right, yes.
A material thing. How much we understand the Dharma. Understand how
important.
The secret of life. Yes.
How much
we understand the secret of life. We can turn around.
That one is more precious and more important.
Yes.
Tangible. Lead to a lot of wholesomeness. Whereas materialistic, no matter how much you may have, the moment you pass away, your identity erased is already dead and gone, no more. Unless you know how to make use of it for wholesomeness, that one needs spiritual understanding. Very good, Sadhu to you for the good understanding. Now you can continue, Pamasri.
It's just like nowadays, my life is like everyday life. It's like every moment from moment to moment is all about cultivation. Everything is cultivation. Cooking a meal is cultivation. Dealing with the contractors is also cultivation. Everything.
Everything in life is cultivation.
Yes.
That's why I always share, life itself is your greatest teacher. It is life that is the Dhamma. The Dhamma is about the reality, the truth. In life, we will have to go through and confront all the realities within the moment. And everything that manifests is the truth within that moment. That's why understanding life is understanding the Dhamma. And Dhamma is to understand reality, suchness, tatata, the way things are. That's why you have the understanding, which is very good. And this will develop very good progress. Well, when you understand that, you can cultivate everywhere, anytime, anywhere, under any situation. And the Dhamma will be there. Then you will not be like normal human beings, worry about life, complaining about life, planning this, planning that, becoming heedless. And never really get to understand life, to live the noble life of an enlightened being, so that there is joy, there is happiness. With Dhamma comes the good life. It's all connected. So you don't have to worry. When you have the Dhamma, everything will fall into place. In fact, even the materialistic or whatever, But you will not look for excessive materialistic gain. You will have its condition to arise. And when you have the Dhamma, your life becomes beautiful, wonderful. That's why Heart Sutra also say, 真空妙有, when you are different through emptiness, life becomes wonderful, meaningful. So all this will unfold and really manifest and happen. And for you, I can see your life is going to improve a lot from now onward. Because
yeah.
You have the Dhamma and you have more time, you are retired. And also your father-in-law or Brother Tune's father already passed away. So all these are very wholesome condition, and you all did very well.
But these few months, things a lot of things changed.
Yeah, this is your parami.
It's very drastic. The changes is very drastic.
Definitely, because you will feel the difference, the big difference. That's why as a Dhamma practitioner or cultivator, you will see everything that you have relatively planted through filial piety, through sincerity and understanding what you all did for your father-in-law and brother and father-in-law. All this, and also your duty towards your family, your children, it has its blessing and reward when the time comes, like now. That's why the moment you all tell me that your father-in-law has passed away, my nature rejoices, and I told you, don't worry, go ahead and do what you have to do, then we will follow up. Then we all, Kayamita, together with SJBA and some very close Kayamita, we really go and help out and support. Then I can see the joy in you all, and brother, Tim's brother, sister, their relative, they are, wow, they are so happy. We did the Zoom.
Those from overseas, they were very grateful and very happy. They didn't expect this thing can happen.
Yeah, they got the opportunity.
To pay respect. Yes, and express.
Yeah, then they can see how well it was organized. We should thank Brother Sian and.
Yes, Brother Sian and Brother Chim and Sister.
Envy. Envy, Sister Envy, yeah. Yes. For organizing that and doing it so well.
And everybody who...
Yeah, all Kayamita who joins.
All Kayamita who comes in.
Yeah. This is not your parami. You and Brother Tion did so much for us.
No, but I don't mention that because...
don't worry, because this is...
very paisy.
No, that one is your thought telling you, remember, you should rejoice. Because this is... what Dhamma is.
It's just a condition arise. So
yeah, it's yin yan.
It's just condition just arise and we just do it.
Correct. But yin yan fa, you must understand, because of what you all did, all this manifests. That's why it doesn't come by chance. It's not that you are lucky and ready when you're like, no, these are your reward, your parami, the fruition of what you all did. That's why have understanding, have patience, endure, do with sincerity, with understanding. That is what duty is all about, right? Duty is right, the mark. Then when it unfolds, everything will turn out very beautiful. That's why I knew from then on, you and Brother Tim will have very good life and very good progress and understanding. Where you will have more time for cultivation, more time to do the thing you want to do in life. And you can really now focus on family, Dhamma, cultivation. Everything you do is Dhamma, is cultivation, is the practice. Yeah. So all this are starting to show, starting to unfold and manifest. And this is the reward that comes forth. That's why from today's sharing, you can see, you can feel, even the joy of receiving the birthday greeting, the kind, sincere, and beautiful greeting is because of what you have done. Otherwise, people will not be so enthusiastic to wish you and all those things. It's like Sui'an. He also received a lot of all this because of his contribution and what he has done. So whatever wholesomeness and goodness that our former mind did, Don't be paisei, understand? No? That one is your thought telling
actually,
you.
That when we are doing, we didn't expect anything.
We just do. You have to go beyond that. That is what your thought tell you. Where you are trying to be humble. You think you don't want to have anything to do with that. No. The Dhamma is not that way. That one is still the thought. Coming back, the thought is paise, no need to mention at all. No, the real Dhamma is yin yan fa. You must understand what is yin yan fa, yu wei fa. All this you will see unfolding. That's why when people wish me a one, I rejoice, understand?
Yes,
you must understand all this and allow people to have the condition. Otherwise, a lot of people become like the thought come in and analyze and, yo, I shouldn't have the ego. I shouldn't like claim all this, what they call credit and all things. Huh? It just like you say, I don't look forward to anything. I just do. That one is the thought. Forget about it, because when there is condition for you to do, you really do where you understand and you want to do, like you say, you want to do. And this is what Dhamma is. When you start to do with sincerity, with faith, with understanding, then the reward that comes is the law of karma, the parami that arises. But this is the result of all of your wholesome action. Born of sincerity, born of faith, born of understanding. Then when they unfold, it will have its repercussion, its friction, cause and effect. Do good begets good, do evil begets evil. You plant the seed of wholesomeness, you will reap the fruit of wholesomeness. So all this, you start to witness, you start to understand. Then you start to develop more and more joy, understand now? Forget about the thought. Then just rejoice and thank people.
Yes.
That's why today you should express your thanks for all the sincere, kind wishes that people give to you and make your day a very meaningful one. And
yes, I just feel that. I share for the Lusang. Yes.
Yeah. That's why you should thank.
I love to say this.
Yeah.
And I really feel it.
Yeah.
The Lusang, you make a.
Yeah.
What a kanji hen hao.
Yeah.
It made me. You kayanimita the paper.
Yeah.
You make my path much easier and at ease, 很自在, 很快乐, 很开心. Yeah.
Sadhu. And just like the song you created, Pei Wo Dao Tian Ya, that song was very good.
Yeah, that is a song I like very much.
That is a song, I remember. So our gathering of Kayamita, we always sing together. That one is very meaningful.
That one is talking about the Bodhisattva way. Yes, it was the... 我们在佛前有发过愿, that's why 我们精神在想.
Correct. And the wordings are very meaningful. It's also in our website. That's why we should thank you for coming out with that beautiful Dhamma song. 陪你在,
that one is from one of the internet. 道天阳那个是一个普贤菩萨. 一个的那个的主题曲 it talk about 普贤菩萨 then 后面是那首歌唱 about 那个 Bodhisattva way.
Sadhu. No wonder the wordings are so meaningful.
It is about 普贤菩萨.
Yeah. Very good, Sadhu.
其实actually, Brother, 我是觉得我们在修行的时候，不管是在家里做每一件事情，我都是在修行。如果有时间呢，可以去retreat，我们也是修行。
Yeah.
我们也是修行。
If you have that understanding, means you understand the domain of meditation. You remember the four types of your comprehension? When you understand the domain of meditation, means throughout the day you are cultivating. So your daily religious routine becomes different. Means you are being heedful throughout the day, ever mindful, constantly meditative. That's how you are destined for enlightenment when you have that mind. The Buddha already said, heedfulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful never die, whereas the heedless are exited. So once you understand the domain of meditation and you determine to constantly cultivate throughout the day, even later on, during your resting hour or sleep, then you become beautiful, different, and you will progress very fast. That type of understanding will enable you to develop the stability of daily mindfulness, the stability of awareness within your daily activity. That everything is Dhamma, and you can see it happening. That every moment is aware, mindful, hardly any thought, and there is a lot of joy, a lot of peace, a lot of tranquility, stillness, where your mind is different now, is heedful living as against heedless living. So the heedless are as if dead. The heedless living, they are referring to people who don't have the Dhamma, who don't have the mindfulness and the heedfulness. They are lost in thought throughout the day, worrying this, worrying that, complaining this, complaining that, planning and worrying about life. So much so they never have the ability to understand life and live life. They were never with the moment, always thinking, reacting, emotion, stirring. That is not Dhamma. That is not living life. To live life is to be heedful, to be aware, to be within the moment, to experience all of the pristine wonder and beauty of life. Everything is so beautiful, so pristine, so meaningful. Then there is joy. Every moment is tranquility, stillness, peacefulness. Then you can observe and see the pristine beauty and wonder within. The mind will not interfere with the views, opinion. It will not complain. It will not. It just aware that it was just go about living life. That it only manifests when it needs to do its duty or arise to perform certain things, to help people, to share or whatever. Otherwise, most of the time, peaceful, quiet, just aware, silent, mindful, sensitive, and can understand anything. That is what a cultivator's mind is. When you understand the domain of meditation, you become different. Your cultivation take off. So that is a very good understanding. Eh? Keep it up, Pramasri.
Thank you, Bratio. Thank you, Bratio, for expounding such profound Dhamma.
Yeah, today one must listen. You will help a lot of people.
Thank you. Thank you, Bratio.
Anything else that you want to share, or word of thanks, gratitude, or whatever? Or advice to Kayanita?
Thank you, Bratio, again.
Yeah.
You are like my spiritual father.
Yeah.
Really, it really like, I don't know how to express it. The feeling is, with Brother Teo's teaching, it really changed. I really changed my way of cultivation.
Not only you experience that, a lot of Kayamita experience that. It's so different. Yeah, this is not Dhamma knowledge, not theoretical teaching. It can really awaken people and transform living beings, change their life. And they themselves will have the understanding and joy. And they will know this is so beautiful, this is so precious, money cannot buy. And this understanding can go a long way the whole of life existence, all of your future coming, they are all inside that understanding. So when you have these teachings and this Dhamma, you determine, you have the faith and you go all out. Okay. Plant the seed of Bodhi and move. Take the Bodhisattva vow sincerely.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, that Bodhisattva vow is like my ways for cultivating.
Yeah.
Everything I do, I will refer. After I chant, so whatever I do, when I want to attend a retreat, I will refer what am I cultivating. It's just like a roadmap, showing me the way. I make use of it in that way.
Vow, the card is a very comprehensive teaching, very comprehensive cultivation. If you do it sincerely, plant the seed of Bodhi and determine and make sure all those right view and right understanding and all the miscellaneous vow that I taught you to do and how to create affinity with great being self. If you follow all this, how to break coming obstruction or ask for forgiveness, you will move very fast. You will progress very fast. And all of your future coming, whether there is sasana or no sasana, you already set. Means that Bodhi mind, it will move on its own. It will actually nurture and move and come out when the time comes. Then you will become beautiful by the next sasana. So all these are already there for cultivator of the way to pick it up and to develop them. And that is the mission of my nature this time, to fulfill what my vow wants to fulfill, and also to help Maitreya deliver the message to living beings, so that cultivator of the way can have this understanding to cut short their training, to develop the right view, the right path. That's why he used the word, please transmit this true Dhamma. 请你把正法传下去. So he repeated it 5 or 6 times with joy, with laughter, and golden words had come down. And the laughter of Maitreya behind her. So those were the message that is so clear, so beautiful. So this is the 正法, the true Dhamma, the true understanding of the teaching and the cultivation. And this is what my nature is supposed to bring forth. And my nature has fulfilled the original promise. So now it's up to the cultivator. The kayamita will benefit and they will be able to make use of it. But in future, other kayamita or other cultivator of the way and beings that has affinity, when they see this teaching, they hear this teaching, they will understand and they will move. So these are very beautiful conditions. So once again, sadhu to you.
Sadhu, Brazil. And Brazil, there's one more thing that I would like to share.
Actually,
today, 2 days ago onwards, I'm in a retreat, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva retreat. So we are chanting the Great Compassionate Mantra to 祈求这个世界和平，人心安定.
So
there are many stages that many what is it stage that we can take part. I took 108 times a day. With whatever little merits that I can accumulate, it at least for 21 days.
Very good.
And I'm on 8 precepts.
With
whatever little merits or wholesomeness that I can accumulate from this retreat, I would like to share everything and every Kayana Mita, one can progress in our Dharma cultivation and stay safe and stay healthy, stay peaceful always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stay safe, very important. Like CRK, a lot of bad incidents we can witness and have seen, and we read them on the internet. Some are very young, they just pass away. Very healthy, then suddenly gone. That's why I must take care. When there is a pandemic or what, don't play with your life. Eh? Determine, be mindful, careful, serious. If you protect yourself, you protect others. So have goodness, have wholesomeness, then be heedful. Then stay safe. Try to avoid going to places that can give rise to problems. Then wear mask, wash your hands, then develop hygiene. So for us, I think at least we all have the understanding we should be okay. Then we have the medication to help us just in case. And thank you again, your some of the medicine, the TCM medicine that you help us to buy, and also to Susan. And there are also others who actually express wholesomeness and concern, and they inquire and they also help to like bring forth certain things that are useful. So make use of all this understanding, and also the sharing on our Kayamita website also very useful. Some of the exercises to actually increase your activity of your lungs oxygen level. Or the, I think it's more or less like Pai Pa and Qi Gong and all those things. And all the acupoint and all those things. Sometimes all these exercises are simple and helpful. So generate them. Then vitamin C, yeah, just now I sent out one. Vitamin C is very important, very useful. So take vitamin C and D. I have heard about the efficacy of vitamin C and D. Then this one is a research by our local doctors to I think certain good samples, and they can come out with this style finding is very good. So all these are very helpful, very useful. And the other thing is, you see, apart from this TCM medicine and other things, you must have enough sleep, enough rest. Don't go and overwork, don't go and stress yourself out. During this time, be frugal and live simple life. Then don't go to places where it's crowded and a lot of people, especially aircon areas. Try to avoid, unless you need to buy whatever grocery or what. You try to get it online, or if you need to go, you go and do a fast one and just come back. And have goodness of heart. Teach people well-being. So all Kayamita should actually develop such understanding. And it will help when we protect ourselves, we protect others, like keeping precepts. And when you see the importance, then you will know how to actually value your life, like Sui An mentioned. Stay safe, take care. So very good. Advice and message, Tomasuri, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Rathio. In fact, our Kayama Mita brother Vincent, he conduct chi exercise on Zoom also.
Oh, okay, okay.
Anybody interested can join.
Oh, okay, okay. I think he must have sent his link to those Kayama Mita who joined him before. So you all can
ask him to send the link to our Kayanamita.
Can, no problem. That one is up to the Kayanamita if they are interested.
Yes.
we can join. But that one is very long and very tedious. But it may suit some of you. Right? Some of you may like it because it's healthy and useful. Right? But for me, it's too long for me, too strenuous for me. I don't have much spare physical energy to do all this. Most of my energy and life force, whatever, I use it to develop my internal movement, go into my nature and all things. So I just have enough physical energy and strength to sustain my normal life and activity and a bit more to spare. As I sometimes, when I exercise, I cannot overexercise. Yeah, I overexercise, I find that I can get sick or flu, not to say sick. Certain type of sign, which one, then I will get flu or one. So different people, different. Eh? If it suits you all, no harm. Just go ahead. Eh? Vincent is a very good teacher. He can really teach. He is gifted. He is gifted. He learned from somebody. But he is really gifted. Yeah, when my back, early years, when I sit a lot, I developed this, I don't know what you call, my back there. Because it starts to give me problem if I sit very long. So according to Vincent, it's because that don't know what acid build up. Yeah. And he will come over and help me. He has done it twice, which is very good. He will use his, you know, his hand very strong, very powerful. He will, he call it treatment, but really, normal people cannot take it. Yeah, it's very painful, but I can endure. So he will hit me.
And what is a chi from his hand? He used chi.
Right, but he know
he used chi.
No, yes. Not only he know how to hit. He know where to hit. And he will always tell you, okay, a bit more. A bit more can be another half an hour. And really effective. After that, I recovered. Then Sui An and Mifo also took me to see this, Chinese sensei, DCM, the Mr. Li, the elderly. And he is good. He gave me the Chinese herbs. He wrote that Chinese herb for me. And he recommended me to take some of this, which from his diagnosis, he said, my body need this. And that one helped. And besides, until today, I no need to get Vincent to hit me. Maybe I didn't sit like last time. In fact, MCO came as a blessing. Because now I no need to sit cross-legged and teach. And I don't have to carry out these two retreats. Last time, every time I go for retreat, 8 or 9 days, non-stop, I had to sit there. That's why the last few years, like 2 years or what, I request for a chair, you remember? Like what?
Yeah.
That one helped. Otherwise, your body is a body. It goes the way of nature. You cannot try to be here. I can see it, no problem. Not much pain, but it damaged my back. Because that, don't know what acid, according to Vincent Wabilla. And he teach me to do
lactic acid.
Lactic acid.
Lactic acid.
He teach me how to do certain exercise to free it out. The hand pointing out and go to the back one. Then your leg one in front, one at the back, then change. That one is very helpful. So all these are skillful means and good teaching from Vincent. And he helped a lot of people actually. He can treat people very well, but be prepared, very painful. A lot of people report back to me, is it? Yeah, it's very painful. Not many people can endure and take it. But when he came to my house, I'm really grateful where he's so good. And he really treat me, I think, almost an hour, 45 minutes to 1 hour, non-stop. And when he said, a bit more, another half an hour. But it was good. After that, I felt very good. Then I recovered. because it was like clot or don't know what, then the accumulation of lactic acid, and he got to free it out. And he can sense it. That's why I said he's good. Okay, enough of all this. So anyway, thank you so much, Thomas Siri.
Yeah, happy Vesak, brother Teo.
Yeah, happy Vesak. We are very near already. Thank you, Yun Chan.
And to all the Kalimitas as well.
Oh, sadhu, yes. Yeah, you continue.
I wanted to say that this Vincent, when he was up in Cameron's,
yes,
he spent a lot of time hitting all of us.
Yeah.
All of us asked to be hit.
Yeah, and he did a good job. Because he had to relieve a lot of so-called physical problem. Well, a lot of people have this physical problem. So he is very good, actually. He helped me, actually. That's why, because of Dhamma, he came to my class. And finally, he turned out helping me and many kilometers. A lot of people actually managed to actually benefit from his treatment. He's very good. Vincent is very good. He really gifted, and he learned from somebody very good. I think from Taiwan or whatever. It's a lady. He learned from a lady.
It's a group of them. It's a group. They have all these classes in different parts in Damansara, Jaya. And he's holding it in his Taman Si there.
Yeah. But he learned from that lady, do you know?
Yeah. That's a Taiwanese lady. She was very good. Yeah. And she was she taught a group of them.
Oh, Vincent is one of them. Oh, okay.
I've met Vincent before he turned up for your class.
Yeah, but Vincent really learned a lot from her. Yeah. It seems that lady also know Vincent is gifted, and Vincent can understand, so it's all like meant to be, so he did his work in a different way to treat later. That's why we had him to conduct the exercise, morning exercise. Very good. I find it very good, the morning exercise. I think about 30 minutes or so. He is very good. Steph. Stephanie, long time.
Happy Visa, brother Teo, Kalamita. Long time.
Yes.
Oh, me, I'm enjoying my MC over at home. We are very blessed with the technology, can do a lot of things.
Yeah.
With the Dharma, we don't have to worry unnecessarily. The mind can keep still.
Your mind is more peaceful, more calm.
Yeah. Take opportunity to learn things.
Before I forget, I'd like to share this with all Kayamita. Sister Stephanie is the other treasurer of ours. Sui An is one of them. Sui An is Thursday class. Stephanie is Tuesday's class. So we should thank both Stephanie and Sui An. For helping
Thank
out.
Thank you, brother Teo, for giving me the condition.
Very good accounting record. And both of them actually, they took the trouble to put our fund in the bank FD, get interest and add it back to our fund. So we should really thank them. And it's not easy. All this record, you have to have that interest and that accounting money. To do it. Sui An also tabulate it very well. And Stephanie also tabulate.
Sadhu.
Thank you for the opportunity.
They take the trouble to collect all this. It's not easy. Then sometimes my wife, he will receive from Kayamita, then my wife will pass it to Stephanie and she got to record them. Then there was one occasion I remember. We donated also, I think we wrote a check. Then I realized the check didn't clear. And luckily, later on, somehow, we checked with her, really, she had forgotten about it. That check she put somewhere. So he must have lost money. Then later we reimbursed her with a new check. Sometimes all this can happen. So Stephanie, make a note. Don't go and keep it.
Radio, I recorded it, but I forgot to bang in.
I want you to.
And I discovered it later.
yeah, which is very good, very wholesome. So thank you. So you can share whatever you want, or say whatever you want.
But I say it's really thanks, Radio, because I realize myself now. Like last time, or things happen, or you start to get worried. Now, anything happen, I become. I just think.
Very good.
Otherwise, I'll be, I cannot think straight. Now, anything happens, just see what are the solutions. That's it.
You have the understanding already. That's why you are different. The other thing that make you happy is because you finally get to own your own house.
Yes, thank you, Brother Bill, for finding me this conducive
place. Yeah, the house came to you because of your good affinity with Triple Jam. And your good.
The neighborhood is also very good. Very friendly.
It's meant to be. That house, you got it very cheap. And the community behind it, I can see it's meant to be because of your sincerity, your faith and your parami, what the work you do and not your career, the part that you do and all the wholesome activity of Dhamma bring all those conditions. And also you have faith in me and you trust me, and because there is condition, then I knew you were looking for a house at that time. So I helped you actually just to look at the Star newspaper at that time. Then I managed to locate three. Then I told you that we can. I said you call them. Then only one of them worked. The other two didn't work. That's why after that we went and that house was perfect.
Still remember it's at the Chapgo, no?
Yeah.
We went to Miss Lee's place and then you said, Stephanie, afternoon I'm free.
The Sunday class and all those things. That's what I meant to be.
Brother Tio, you are more than just a teacher. You help us invest our money, you help Stephanie buy house.
Things
for us.
We are so lucky.
That's why I say when there is condition, things will happen, things will unfold. Because she has the condition and she was very, very like eager to have a house, because after so many years she's still renting. Then when we went to her house for House Dana, you remember? I saw the rental house. Then I told myself, maybe if condition should help Stephanie to look for one and ask her about the budget. So he said she can afford only 600K. So 600K at that time is very difficult to get a double story house. Your single story already, people asking for 600K. But that house came along for only 530. And
actually, I was looking for a single story, but somehow meant to be.
And that one, 99 feet, so long, longer than my house by 19 feet, 22 by 99. And it's in such a good area, SS19, very quiet, very peaceful area. And turned out to be a blessing. But normal people see that house, they're not buy. Because Gumoy and Stephanie saw, they also doubt her. Gumoy said she will never buy. But because I'm an engineer, I know how to look at all these things. I told Stephanie, you can get it at that price, you negotiate, you just buy. Then we help her to get a very good contractor. Then he put in another 100K, about 100K.
Yeah, 100K.
The house becomes so beautiful.
Brother, you even find me a lawyer.
Yeah, it's so. And that one, she charged you with a lot of good discount.
Very good discount.
And she's very good,
Miss. Thank you.
She is our personal family lawyer. My will also, she helped me to do free. She don't want to charge me. She's a very kind lady. We help her to understand many things. So Sam and me, we have a lot of property investment together. Our sales, we pass it to her. But she is very efficient and she did a good job. That's why she's a Christian. But she liked me. She liked to talk to me and she learned a lot of things from me and Sam. So that's why religion doesn't really segregate or divide, and you can feel a person. So don't allow religious label to create division and separation and all those things. So all these are very beautiful, sadhya. That's why you have a lot of joy. I can see the joy in you. After that, you can even invite your brothers, your sister, you know, to come down and stay with you. So you have your own home.
Some more have a garden for me to do my gardening.
Yeah. Also invite Gumai over to stay with you, so the two of you speak very well. Then Yun Chan also used to visit you. Sadhya, you all were very close. Anything else that you want to share?
Oh, like Sri An said, we are really in a dark age now. We really have to treasure the time.
Yes.
You know, my opposite neighbor, I told you earlier, the mother was in depression after her eye operation. Okay.
Yeah.
And this lady, she finally recovered. And then now the husband went to the hospital. I think hospitalized for 4 weeks. Then just now the daughter walked over to tell me the father passed away.
Oh, was it COVID?
No. Because I saw her keep going out. I have advised her. I said, Susan, please don't go out too often. Your parents are very old. I told her, neighbor, no, you need anything. If I go out, I can help you to buy.
She
walk once. She don't, but she keep to, I see her every morning also walk out. Say, don't go out too often. I told her. Then today, just now she come over and tell me, after she told me about the father passed away. Then shortly I was in the kitchen washing plate. She come in, she called my phone. My mom admitted already, she got heart attack. Grieving. I say I'll drop by and see your mom. We said no. And then I think she's not in a situation to see people. And then shortly after that, I thought maybe tomorrow or when I walk over. But she called me, the mom went hospitalized already, heart attack.
Oh, that's why a lot of these things can happen. Life is really
very.
they say a lot
anything
of
anything can happen. We really have to treasure the present moment.
That's why life is meaningful, beautiful, and precious when you understand, when you know how to live it. But if you are heedless, a lot of other things can happen. So must take care of karma, then karma take care of your life. That's why a lot of these things, they don't happen by chance. Everything has to do with karma. That's why the Buddha said we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. So very important to see the urgency to cultivate, to stabilize this Dhamma understanding. Yeah, this is something very important, the spiritual understanding. Priceless, money cannot buy. And it can help us understand life and set our future life, existence, all in proper perspective and motion to allow us to have the good life in the future. So treasure it. Make use of it, this golden window, determine. Now a lot of Kayamita is different, very different, very determined. You look at Palmasri, even Miss Mifong also shared yesterday. She started during this MCO to follow the religious routine and the advice given to cultivate throughout the day, develop heedfulness, mindfulness, stabilize it, then be aware in the midst of life. But this is the only way to awaken without daily mindfulness, following Avijja Sutta, Sati Sampajana. You cannot do it. You cannot realize it. So formal sitting and daily mindfulness, you need to go hand in hand, combine the cultivation, stabilize the thing. And unless you can be mindful and heedful in the midst of life, you can never be sure that you will awaken. So to be sure, you must do it in the daily life, daily mindfulness, stability of it leading to heedfulness in the midst of life. That one is very important. Okay. Anything else, Stephanie?
That's all, I think.
That's all.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think the opportunity to cultivate.
Yeah. Teacher, right, Dharma? Yeah. So we rejoice together, huh? With all the sharing today, from Pamasuri, Yuen Chan, the greeting, and Stephanie, let's rejoice. Sadhu.
Sadhu.
Sadhu. Okay, good night. Thank you.
Good night.
And good night.
Happy Visa, everyone.
Yeah, happy Visa.